You're listening to SBS News.
The three-day Munich Security Conference, which first started in 1963, brings together Western leaders to discuss diplomatic threats and conflicts around the world. The focus this year has been on how to counter the Ukraine crisis. Absent from the conference is Russia, the country that has triggered fears of war as thousands of its troops remain stationed on the Ukrainian border. The chairman of the conference, Wolfgang Ischinger, opened the event saying it's crucial to hold the sessions in person despite the pandemic.
I offer a particularly warm welcome to our Ukrainian guests, particularly to President Zelensky himself. As well as to our Russian guests. I am very sorry to see that the Russian government decided not to make use of the opportunity to explain the Russian position in this hall today or tomorrow.
Kiev Mayor Vitaly Klitschko told the conference more support was needed from the international community, including defensive weapons to fight off the Russian threat. In January, Germany declined to join allies such as the US and the UK in providing weapons to Ukraine, but offered to send 5,000 helmets following a request from the country's embassy. But Mr. Klitschko says it's not enough.
And every aggressor who just think to attack Ukraine have to understand they have to pay painful price. We're ready to fight. We're ready to defend our families, our states, our cities, our citizens. We need support. Thank you for 5,000 helms, but not enough. We can't defend our country. What just with that?
United States Secretary of State Anthony Blinken held talks with foreign ministers at the conference, saying he remained deeply concerned about the situation. The comments come after US President Joe Biden says he's convinced that Russian leader Vladimir Putin has made the decision to invade Ukraine in the coming days, basing his comments on US intelligence. Mr. Biden says the US will continue to support Ukraine and defend NATO territory.
We have reason to believe the Russian forces are planning to and intend to attack Ukraine in the coming week, in the coming days. We believe that they will target Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, a city of 2.8 million innocent people. We're calling out Russia's plans loudly and repeatedly, not because we want a conflict, but because we're doing everything in our power to remove any reason that Russia may give to justify invading Ukraine and prevent them from moving. Make no mistake, if Russia pursues its plans, it will be responsible for a catastrophic and needless war of choice.
And Prime Minister Scott Morrison says an invasion was regrettably inevitable and added Australia won't send troops to Ukraine but will provide practical assistance to allies. Mr. Morrison says Australia would stand by its like-minded allies and called on Russia to defuse its threats of violence and intimidation.
The events in Ukraine continue to be profoundly disturbing. I concur with the statements of so many leaders of free countries around the world that what we are seeing in Ukraine is looking regrettably inevitable. We hope that this is not the case. We hope that Russia will step back from its violent threats of intimidation on its neighbour Ukraine. But it does appear, particularly in the reports that we've seen, that the likelihood of an invasion in Ukraine by Russia is imminent.
In 1991, the Soviet Union broke apart and Ukraine became independent. Since then, Russia has resisted any moves by Ukraine to join NATO or the European Union. In March 2014, Russian troops invaded Crimea, a part of Ukraine, claiming the move was to protect ethnic Russians living there. 2 weeks later, a referendum was held regarding the integration of Crimea into the Russian Federation, leading to the annexation of Crimea, a move condemned by many countries, as well as the European Union and the United Nations. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.